probably go along with a lot.
I don't see any Jews out here protesting against it.
Very few. There are some, but
there might be a few, but they're very quiet.
Yeah, there are. I know a lot.
Okay, we got about 1 minute. I want to have you to wrap it up. You first, Abraham, and then Ali. Okay, in terms of your solution. I mean, how do we resolve this? How are we going to get my stress? Because I get stressful about this.
Rick,
okay?
Is it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Rick, the two peoples cannot coexist on the same land. It's been proven historically. The only solution to prevent murder and bloodshed, as we saw 100 Palestinians killed, it wouldn't have happened if they were in Jordan. The only solution is to move the Arab population out of Israel, into one of their 22 Arab countries so the Jews can live in peace. They will not be able to live in peace together. The Arabs cannot live in peace with each other. Look at Lebanon. Look at Syria. It can't happen. It won't happen. Let's separate them. Separation will cause peace and a reduction of stress.
Thank you. Ali?
Well, I would tend to completely disagree with Mr. Sonnenthal across the table. The only solution is to recognize that people, regardless of color, regardless of religion, regardless of race, if they have been living there for hundreds of years, they have the right to live there. The Palestinians have the right to be there. The Jews have the right to be there. And the only solution is the Jews live in Israel and the Palestinians live on the West Bank and Gaza in Palestine. That means they are not living together. They will be neighbors, and I'm sure they will be very good neighbors.
Okay. My final comment, we got to go off the air right now, is that I wish that both of you would go back to the book and, you know, reconcile this family feud, you know, this sibling rivalry or whatever it is, and let's look at it from the point of view of everyone has rights, and you do not get your rights by imposing or taking away other people's rights. Okay, so my position is that the way that is being done now is not the best way for all concerned. And I wish that, as the young lady said, that basically that we install a religious government in Israel. If we don't have one, we need to work on getting one there, okay, so that a more humane process can be used and adopted to resolve this situation and to reduce the stress on me and everyone else who is observing this situation in Israel and in the Middle East right now. So I want to thank you two for being my guests. Khadija, you can kick my theme song in and we can move on out of here. And you're listening to The Stress Test here live at WEAA 88.9 FM. The show was brought to you in part by Black Resources Incorporated out of New York City, represent over 100 newspapers and 3 magazines across the country. And we've been talking about stress and revolutionary movement, specifically as it relates to the Palestinian and Israeli situation in the Middle East. And I hope you've gained something from this. I certainly have. Unfortunately, we have run out of time because we could have probably gone on for another hour or two on this very enlightening subject. So I'm going to leave you as I always